Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven and a half the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio that we have every week, courtesy of the DJV ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here, along with me, Doug Steffen, to go through the top 10 items from the world of talk radio, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Find these lists at talkers.com, where Talkers Magazine is, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and you can imagine pretty much, probably without too much heavy lifting even, what the big stories of the week have been, the people on the list, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think I'll go through them quickly, starting with the people list. There are a couple of names on here I don't even recognize. Joseph Biggs at number 10. Anybody know who he is? What his reason for being on this?
Biggs.
Joseph Biggs. No. Okay. Andy Biggs from Arizona.
All right, so number 9. I mean, we can look him up, but I don't know who. It may have something to do with the Capitol attack investigation.
The Proud Boys leader arrested in Florida and connected to the Capitol.
Okay.
I'm happy I don't know his name. That's a good thing.
Shows
me
you.
Too.
I mean, I didn't even know who the Proud Boys were until the debate.
Right.
I'm telling you.
And they can go away fast.
No other word.
Yep. Okay, so number 9 is Jen Psaki and Amanda Gorman. Number 8, these are all people that have been pardoned. Here and there, a bunch of them.
Well, Jen Psaki is the new White House press secretary, and Amanda Gorman is the kid who performed at the inauguration, who read the poem at the inauguration.
Yeah, right. Kind of cute. Nice. Yeah, that's a nice touch. Number 8, the pardon people, Bannon. Boy, did you see his hairdo? What in the world is with him?
When has Steve Bannon never, when has he ever looked okay?
He looks
a homeless person.
Dirty. Yeah, he kind of. All right, number 7, Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz. Number 6, Pete Buttigieg. Did I do it right for the first time?
Nope.
Buttigieg. Okay. Pelosi is 5, McConnell is 4, Harris is 3, Trump is 2, and Biden is 1. There you go. The switcheroonie has taken place. The story list has at number 10 the Capitol attack and the investigation of that. Education situation at number 9. More and more, I've noticed, I don't know about where you are, but the schools are getting back into open mode pretty fast. Are they where you are in New Jersey?
They've been open in New Jersey. They've done 2 days in, or 2 or 3 days in, and then 2 days off. So
what's
been open
point
the whole
of that?
Time.
What is the point of going one day and staying home the next day? What is that supposed to
because
do
it's,
for us?
The thinking of it, I guess, is that it's in shifts, so there aren't so many kids all at once. So it's not like a crowded classroom, and it gives...
Do some children go one day and other children go another day?
No, everybody's doing stuff all 5 days. And depends on what county you're in. In the county that I'm in, Monmouth County, we're now like the hardest hit county with COVID. So they're doing, I think, 2 days in and then virtual for the other 3. But that's recent. That just changed. So yeah.
Right.
But for the most part, and I have a couple friends who are teachers in Manhattan, and the kids are in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Private.
What
school,
about
public schools? A mess.
Jay, you're down in Nashville. What's the situation with schools there?
I don't know. My kid's not in school yet, so I really
right.
don't pay attention.
He's 6 years old paying attention, yeah.
All
right, out in L.A., Jennifer, what are they doing? That's just a
what
mess there.
What do you think the answer is?
Stupid. Everything in
closed.
Los Angeles is stupid.
It's really sad. Schools have been closed since March.
Yeah.
And what is this going to do? What is this going to do to people? What's the long-term effects of it?
It creates a waste of a whole... Imagine if you live 80 years. 1/80th of your life has basically been wasted. Especially if you live in California. I mean, think about it that way.
You know, I guess I'm just extra angry this week because my grandmother passed, and we have plans to get together, not to do anything crazy, but to just rent a house together in the middle of the country, in the middle of the state, in Central California. We were going to do that around Easter time, and I was stripped of spending my last healthy holiday with my grandmother because she got sick, I wasn't able to see her, and now she's gone. And you know, I'm angry, and I think other people are angry.
There has
to be a better way to do this.
Yeah, they need to take the power washer. I was talking about that earlier. Take the power washer to the politicians in California, just sweep them all away, get rid of all of them. Number eight is the economy. I thought it was interesting that the congressman, I'm not sure where he's from, his name is Steve Stivers, says the next round of checks, the stimulus checks, ought to go only to people who get the shots. What do we think of that? Yeah, that's his proposal.
That's stupid. Because no one can even get the shots right now. If you were going to say, and I've never heard of this person, but if you were going to say it should only go to people who are unemployed, I would be for that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. If it's only people who are, you know, at a certain income level, okay, I'm for that. But only people who got a shot? Like, that's just crazy. A lot of people
from
are
from Ohio.
Because
I know who he is.
Oh, I know this guy.
Yeah, okay. I know.
There's a lot for that.
There's no way that you can mandate. You can't reward people for taking a vaccine. I'm sure that would be challenged. I don't know.
Right.
But, there are a lot of people who are disappointed because of the $1,400 checks going instead of $2,000. A lot of Georgia voters are ticked off because it looks like the next round of stimulus is actually going to be $1,400 instead of $2,000, and they're saying,
a lot of people got $600. Yeah,
right. But they're saying it totals it, but they feel like that was an asterisk and that they actually were hoodwinked.
They need to learn how to read and think.
Well, the problem, though, is some people haven't even gotten that $600 because they haven't filed your taxes
for 2019. Right. You're not going to get anything until you file your taxes.
Right, and so if the $1,400 passes, if you haven't filed your taxes, I don't know where that's going to, I don't know, they're going to have to change
that. My accountant said that people who are entitled to it and haven't done their taxes will be able to take it as a credit on their tax return for next year. That is their 2020 tax return.
That does nothing. You know, people need cash in hand.
When have they thought things through with the IRS? Hello?
No thinking anything
through. Anyway, this guy Stivers says he thinks if you encourage people to get the shots, then that'll be better. He referred to it as herd immunity. So you get the check, here it is. Get a shot in one arm and stick your other arm out and get a check.
Doesn't involve vaccines. Herd immunity is naturally letting the virus...
I'm just telling you what the guy said.
Well, then he needs to look up a lot of things. He needs to Google a lot.
He's been a congressman for a while. I remember him. Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, the economy, as I said, is number eight. Our relationship with other countries, which has been on the back burner, it would seem, at least as far as our attention is concerned. That's number seven. What we were talking about, the Russians being investigated by the new administration. Give us a few details about how that's going to take place. Because everybody is now really focused on the Russians as well as the Chinese. I think they ought to be more focused on the Chinese, frankly. But, yeah, continue the focus, put the heat on the Russians. Because the arrogance, Putin is such an arrogant SOB. He just kind of thumbs his nose and gives his middle finger to everybody. Doesn't pay any attention. I want to do this, so I'm going to do it. And nobody gets in his way. It's like, you know, he was the dawn of the mafia cult or something. Mm-hmm. Don't get in my way or I'm going to bump you off. Which I guess, in fact, is what he does.
Is what he does, yeah.
So if you get in his way, see you later, alligator. So anyway, what is the basis of the Russian probe, Jennifer or Victoria, with regard to the Russians?
And this Solar Winds, that's the massive cyber attack that hit 250 U.S. government agencies and companies. That was traced almost immediately to the Russians. So that's Joe Biden has asked the U.S. intelligence community to investigate that. They also are investigating the poisoning of Alexei Navalny. He's Putin's biggest opposition. And, of course, you know, famously he was poisoned and, you know, happened to be on a plane and Germany saved his life. So now for whatever reason he's back in Russia. I guess he wants another dose. So they're going to investigate that. And then the reports that Russia offered bounties to the Taliban to kill
American soldiers.
I mean, I was really surprised when this happened. I mean, I have no time frame anymore because everything's a blur. But when this happened, I don't know, maybe was it mid-2020 when this happened? I was so surprised that we didn't have a real response because that was Trump's,
investigated. No one talked about it. But the investigations are investigations. I mean, it's not like anything is going to be new here.
Did they find any connection there?
I don't know if there ever was anything solid, but I will tell you that one of the things that really kind of irks me is that while we talk about investigations, there are a lot of benefits going on day one to the Russians and the Chinese. through the XL pipeline. By canceling that, this is so stupid. It's like a payoff to China and Russia. By canceling that pipeline, it does not mean that that's poof going to go away and all automatically save the environment. It just means it's not going to go to America. What's going to happen is that Canada is going to keep drilling, and they're going to send all of that oil where? They're going to send it to Russia, and they're going to send it to China. Russia and China right now are making out already like bandits, and I think they're probably just laughing at the fact
that the Russians
don't
need
these going on. But that pipeline, though, there's a huge percentage of that was for exports anyway. So that's not really going to change.
But we're the top export of that pipeline. We not only get the money for the jobs, the people who are put to work, but we also are the number one beneficiaries of that pipeline.
12,000 people are out of work because of this, right?
12,000 and $1.5 billion in payroll money that's going
to
be gone.
The Russians don't need the oil, but the Chinese do. And that brings me to the next in terms of foreign affairs. The leader of the counterintelligence unit at the, I think it's the FBI or the CIA, Michael Orlando has joined the chorus now, as far as the government is concerned, the first strong voice. And this is for the Republicans and the Democrats are beginning to look at this now, pointing to China as our number one problem, our major national security threat, our business, everything. And I'm happy to at least see somebody has come out from under a rock, because there haven't been any conversations about this at all, how bad the Chinese are when it comes to everything, basically.
To be fair, Trump talks about it all the time.
He didn't do anything about it, really. He talked about it, but he didn't do anything.
He's the only president in our lifetime who tried to actually get a good trade deal with China.
Yeah, but it's not much deeper than that now.
Well, there's manipulation and all that.
We need to stop allowing people in some way, shape, or form, and especially the retirement boards at CalPERS and most of the other state organizations that are investing in Chinese companies that are building up their war machine, to take a shot at who? Who do you think they're going to take a shot at?
A lot of politicians are in bed with the Chinese.
Well, they better not be in bed. We better find out who they are and make sure that they're wiped out. Because the Chinese, this guy Orlando said, the Chinese Communist Party is the long-term biggest threat. It's the threat of the century. There are going to be economic and national security challenges. They are at war with us. That's what this guy says. It's coming up to 19 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV show colleagues, Jennifer Horan, she's the J, Victoria Keelan is the V, and we have Jay Kirshner, who's taking care of social media. You know what I would like? If you would look around, Jay, for a few minutes and see what some of the things that pertain, some of the things that are on social media. Well, we're actually at the number six item on the story list this week, which is censorship in social media. So maybe I'll start with you. Our handle, by the way, on Twitter and Instagram is DJ at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. We normally don't post that sort of thing, although it might be interesting in terms of the direct question about censorship in the social media world and whether that really impacts us. Is this a good thing or a bad thing, do you think, when it comes to all of the exaggerated claims and stuff? But aren't we supposed to be, you know, this is another tear or rip at the education system. I don't know that we know how to differentiate between, you know, some of this stuff and figure out what's true and what isn't or what the facts are. Do you find that to be the case?
Yeah, for the most part. There are still some users who are kind of on the fence where some people are saying social media, they're all privately owned companies. They can do what they want, where other people mm-hmm. are throwing in freedom of speech and that they are diminishing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is kind of the way it is, but under the circumstances, well, I don't know, how do you curb or control that? Isn't it up to the end user and isn't it up to the person who's reading it to try to figure out? But
you know, how you fix it? You get consistent. I think, look, they're private businesses, so they can do what they want, but they're also, and we've talked about this before, sort of found themselves as a utility, which means that they would be subject to oversight mm-hmm. and more scrutiny. So here's how if I were running them, and this is just Jen's world, but if I were running these companies, I would come out and say, we have our own terms of service, basically. But we are going to be consistent in how we treat people. So, for instance, there's a video from Snoop Dogg that's up on YouTube right now that shows them assassinating President Trump. So if you're going to take down President Trump's account for insinuating that there's violence, then go after all the videos that show people beheading him and shooting him and threatening to kill him and take those down too. I mean, if that's the path that we're going to go down, just have a standard and be consistent. Right now, where conservatives are feeling really bad is that they're saying that President Trump incited a riot and they incited all this stuff. And many people don't believe that that's true, and that other things where they say we want to kill him are still sitting up on Twitter and on Facebook and on other platforms. So
Twitter, I agree with that, Jen. Twitter has been just with their head in the sand because
out of control.
When Obama was in office and he was the first president on Twitter, there were the same types of videos of him being assassinated and horrible, horrible things that no one ever talked about. No one ever did anything about it. And so Twitter has been a disaster, I think, from the beginning when it comes to political stuff. They do have terms of service. It's what all of us check the box so no one ever reads. But I do think they need to be more vocal, and I do think, absolutely, they need to be more consistent.
All right. So there we go. Number five on the list as we work our way up toward number one on the story list from Talkers is the executive order department. I think most of the focus is on the pipeline from what I can see.
There's a ton of stuff on immigration. Yeah. There's a ton of stuff on COVID, limiting deportation.
When you say a ton of stuff, Jennifer, what do you mean?
Well, on the first day, Biden did over 10 executive orders. Yesterday, on his second day in office, he did, I think, another 5 or 6. And then on his third day in office, he did at least 2. So he's doing a lot of executive orders, some of them with COVID, some of them about immigration.
Well, but what
others,
affects us?
I mean, one of the most controversial ones.
By some of these things.
I think one that's controversial that no one's talking about is that he sort of ended female sports because he allowed transgender people to biologically male people to play female sports. And I don't know what that does to female athletes.
Why would that
biologically female athletes?
What's the urgency of that?
There were a lot of transgender rights that were stripped under Trump, and he's restoring them. That's where it came from.
All right. Number four coming up in the next half hour, the pardon list. That's next as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio here from the perspective of the DJV Show, 28 After.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, the Pet Poison Helpline, an animal poison control center based out of Minneapolis, is open 24 hours, 7 days a week. And they came out with a list of the top 10 toxins for dogs of 2013. Number one was chocolate. Dark equals dangerous. Baker's and dark chocolate are the most toxic, but any type of chocolate should be forbidden. Xylitol, the sweetener found in sugarless chewing gum and candy and medications, should never be around with your dogs. Also, ibuprofen and any type of human medication, not there. Over-the-counter cough, cold, and allergy medications as well. Insecticides, grapes and raisins, insect bait stations, prescription medications, glucosamine joint supplements, silica gel packs, and on and on and on. The bottom line is this. If it looks dangerous or if you even think it's dangerous, chances are it is. And here's a number you should all have. 800-213-6680. That's the number. If you think your dog has been poisoned, you vet first, that number second. I'm Warren Eckstein.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with a family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead at KFC.com. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. $20 fill-up not available with delivery. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees may apply.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
5 people, including a pregnant woman, have been found shot dead inside a home in Indianapolis, Indiana, in an apparent targeted attack, the city's police chief said, describing the killings as a mass murder and different kind of evil. Police Chief Randall Taylor said police believe the deadly shootings were not random and were a targeted attack. No suspects are in custody at this time. President Biden is expected to reinstate a ban on most non-U.S. citizens entering the country, including people from Brazil, the United Kingdom, and now South Africa, because of a concerning variant of the virus. Arrivals from Ireland and 26 countries in Europe that allow travel across open borders will also be banned under new CDC guidelines. Sarah Sanders, Donald Trump's former chief spokeswoman, is running for Arkansas governor. A senior campaign official told the Associated Press, the daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee, Sanders had been widely expected to run for office after leaving the White House in 2019. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Super Bowl matchup for the 2020 season is now etched in stone. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers 31-26 to advance, representing the National Football Conference. The American Football Conference will be represented by the Kansas City Chiefs as they drop the Buffalo Bills 38-24. Both games were on Sunday.
You know, really, when Bia got here last year, you know, there was a lot of great things that were happening and a lot of great young players. And, you know, I just loved, you know, made the decision and, you know, love coming to work every day with this group of guys. And it worked really hard to get to this point. And it's a tough game. Had a few tough games in a row. And the next one will be really tough, too. But we know what we're playing for, and we got 2 weeks to prepare. It's going to be a great opponent.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady.
You know, for me, I don't think about what it means for me. I do think about what it means for everyone else. And it's an amazing achievement for BA. I'm so happy for him. The staff he put together, Coach Bowles, what Byron's done, what Keith's done. And, you know, the whole coaching staff's put us in a great position to for us to go out there and do our jobs well. And, you know, it's taken a lot of different people over the course of the season on offense, defense, special teams to come through.
The Super Bowl will be in Tampa Bay, Florida on February 7th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The All-Star Game, a.k.a. the Pro Bowl in the National Football League, has been canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At the hour now on our overview of the hot hits in talk radio. The charts from Talkers are for the week of January 18th to the 22nd. This is an accompanying piece to the traditional talk radio countdown show with Michael Harrison, putting the folks that I work with all week long on the DJV show to work thinking about these stories, the official list. So Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and we're at number four. All of the pardons, the names that are on the list, some we knew, some we didn't know. So what? Under the circumstances, who is a danger to society that's been let out of jail? Any mass murderers? Any big-time swindlers?
Oh, yeah. Swindlers, for sure. Murderers, no.
Yeah, Lil Wayne was on the list, and he actually thanked Trump on Twitter for the pardon before he left office. And even Snoop Dogg, who literally was just talking about had a video of how to kill Trump in a music video that he did, said thank you for releasing or for pardoning, I guess, the guy from Death Row Records, who was one of them. A lot of these people got the
ear
of Trump, I think.
Ugh, yeah. What a sick world and whole world.
You know, when Trump's administration was working on criminal justice reform, he befriended and heard a lot of these stories. And so Lil Wayne thanked President Trump for pardoning him on Twitter. He said, I want to thank the president for recognizing I have so much more to give my family, my art, my community.
You know what, though? I like Lil Wayne, and I have no issue with him. But here's the thing. Lil Wayne got busted for having an illegal weapon, which was a felony. He went to jail. He got out. And then he knew he was never allowed to have a licensed firearm. That's the law. He is a felon. He's not allowed to have it. And he still brought an illegal weapon just in November. He knew he was breaking the law. Why he got a pardon is that, honestly, that disgusts me. That
how many people commit crimes? But hold on. How many people commit crimes that they know? No, but how many people commit crimes that know that they're committing a crime? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. You don't deserve a pardon for that. I don't know.
Who's this the congressman that brought a gun into the House this week? Got nabbed.
Yeah, they're investigating him.
Who was that?
A lot of them are bringing him in for it because they have concealed carry permits. So I think before we throw the guy under the bus, we should see if he has one of those.
Well, why does he need in there?
He has a permit, but I don't know if it's concealed carry, but he has a permit. It's a licensed firearm, but you're not supposed to bring them to the House floor. And that apparently everybody knows, and he defied that.
Is he a new congressman?
I would think
they'd want him there if they're so afraid about what could happen. I mean, look, you have a lot of people who are out there saying how afraid they are. You would think they'd want to have good trust.
Who's saying that they're afraid? Who's saying that?
A lot of people in Congress. Nancy Pelosi saying that people are suffering from PTSD and all of this stuff.
That was a traumatic moment. I get that, but the rules are the rules. Change the rule, then. If everyone's allowed to carry a gun, okay, change the rule. But this guy broke the rule.
Number three on the list are the various things being done to improve race relations. I would personally say I don't think that's the number three most important thing that's come around this week, but I'm not putting the list together.
Well, I think there's a focus on it because everybody in Joe Biden's administration that we've heard from so far has talked about systemic racism. I mean, from transportation to your national security advisor, everybody's talking about racism. And I think, look, if that was going to be an initiative for Joe Biden's administration, that's fine. But I think the national security advisor should be focused on national security threats, not about diversity in the country. And I think, unfortunately,
I agree with you. I think there are
white supremacy attacks. Look what we've seen. What happens? That is a threat. That's a domestic
threat. It's not the majority of it's not the biggest problem in the country.
There were like 12 people that broke into the Capitol.
I'm just saying
white supremacists, and we don't even know that they are. So it's not like we're being overrun with white supremacist attacks.
Yeah,
I mean, they might be. We just don't know. We don't know yet about all of that.
Well, but it's not saying that stuff. It's just the tone of everything. I mean, I'm noticing it a whole lot here in my community, maybe because the mayor is black and everything is about diversity. Everything is not about diversity. There are lots of problems that are not related to race, that are not related to color. Unfortunately, many of us who are colorblind, I get myself worked up about this because I'm tired of people being focused on because of the color of their skin, whether it's good or bad. Sticking my head in the sand if I thought the justice system was fair, because it isn't. And there's a real problem. For me, the biggest problem in this area of race relations is how many black dudes are in jail for really nothing.
So I think what you said is really interesting, and it's worth talking about, because it's the same way that I feel. Our generation, and I'm not putting myself necessarily in the same generation with you, Doug, but I think the most recent school of thought was to stop seeing color and to treat each person equally. That's what I do. That's what I think you do. I think that's what we attempt to do. But the new school of thought, and I'm really interested to know what Victoria thinks about this, is not that anymore. They want you to see color, and they want you to notice color, and they want you to point out color. And so there's a difference
They want you to get out of the way for color. Exactly what's happening, Victoria.
Well, and maybe that's your town, but that's not what the movement is. That's absolutely not the movement.
But it's the tone. There is a tone that's being set.
Well, what tone should it be? What tone should it be?
The tone should be equality for everybody, period, end of story.
And how do we get to that, though? We can't just wave a wand.
I don't know, but you don't do it by forcing the public to make way for people of color just because they are people of color. You don't get people. You educate people, and you put people into circumstances where they, if the moon were as bright every day of the night, or every night, then we would, that would be equality. It's not an easy job. Nobody's suggesting that it is. But to artificially implant the faces and the ideas of black people just because they're black is erroneous as far as I'm concerned. You push aside people and you just create more resentment. As much resentment as there is in the black community, it's appropriate. Now there's resentment elsewhere. So somebody has got to come up with, and I hope it's Biden, with an idea to kind of
well, one person calm can't the fix racism. That's why
no,
it's systemic.
There's a tone,
that's
though.
The problem.
There's
yeah.
a tone. There's a tone. And
I
where do you cut it off?
Tone so far.
Where does
yeah.
it stop? That's the question, it seems to me. All right, let's move into the number two item this week, which is the focus on COVID. The president's COVID plan includes reopening schools, which is something that we were just talking about a few minutes ago, how nothing's going on in places like the big cities in California. This is the way our tax dollars. See, I look at it from what are we spending money on and what are we getting? Back to my own community where half the offices in town, including the Board of Health, are closed and the inspectors are doing nothing. A lot of schools are having the same thing. Teachers are getting paid to do nothing. And, you know, it's time for the schools to become what they are supposed to become, centers of learning.
Well, Biden's new executive order, the COVID executive order, he wants all schools reopened in 100 days. So
yep.
He
it
wants everybody
be.
Back in school.
Should be open. They
so
should
did,
be open tomorrow.
This is what I guess is weird. So did Trump. Why is it now that? I mean, what has changed?
Because that's
because
the way
it wasn't
is,
a federal.
Jennifer.
No, there's a different approach. I think Trump was more hands off and let states decide on what they wanted to do. And I think that Biden wants to have more of a federal standard and a federal guideline.
Yeah, but constitutionally, there's no federal. All he can do is offer guidelines, and the guidelines from the administration, because states do have rights that supersede the federal government when it comes to these local decisions. So Trump was hands off because he had to be, but he encouraged people to get back to work and open schools. And we weren't allowed to do that. Now it's like, well, I guess we can allow.
I don't know if it's going to work.
Now we can yeah. open up schools. So it's an odd. It's just the timing is very. Confusing.
To broaden it out, the COVID thing is number two. Thinking about some of the states, I thought it was pretty interesting to look at the top five states that are the safest in this country at the moment. States like Montana, that I think is ranked in the fourth safest position. As people go about their business of trying to move back into the business of doing business. But you look at some of the places where I met Montana.
Well, yeah, where there's no people.
Open,
I'm
there.
Sure it's beautiful, but yeah, it's not
right.
an easy one.
In a moment, we focus on number one, the inauguration, what's happened to Trump, what's Biden doing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's been a focal point of much of what we talked about here already, but we get down to the nitty-gritty of the inauguration itself. That's up next here on our Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
All right, let's move back into our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. They go around the country listening. Well, they don't have to go around the country. They just do what everybody else does. They find how many people listen to this program who aren't listening actually on a radio. It's a hard adjustment for me to make because I'm a radio guy, and this is actually a radio program, and yet people aren't listening as much on the radio. And actually, what the truth be told, it has expanded the universe because a lot of people that still have always traditionally listened to the radio, the problem is that people making cars and radios in general are disassociating themselves or dismissing the need for AM and FM radios in cars, which I find about as arrogant as anything I can think of. Who the hell are you to tell us whether we ought to be able to listen to the radio in the car or not? I wouldn't buy a car that didn't have an AM/FM radio in it. Anyway, that has nothing to do with the inaugural, which is number one. A lot of buzz about the people who entertained, about the support around the program, the fact that there weren't many people in Washington for the inauguration, all of that stuff. All right, ladies, what's the most significant thing? Jen, I'll start with you. The most significant part of the inauguration as far as you're concerned?
Well, my overvote, I don't know if there's anything that's most significant. I think it's always interesting to watch history being made and seeing past presidents get together. So I watch every single one of them. I thought Lady Gaga did an excellent job with the national anthem. I think her outfit was questionable, but that's just a little girl thing because of the weird bird that was on her chest.
It was a peace dove.
Yeah.
Doesn't everyone have a peace dove?
No, it was like half of her chest. And I thought that J-Lo was not very good at all, and I thought that Garth Brooks was great. And I thought it was fun to just watch everybody in the crowd. As far as messaging, I think that Biden's speech was fine. I mean, it was over what, you know, they use the word unity a lot, but for me as a conservative, the proof is in the pudding. I haven't felt like anybody's reached across the aisle yet to me to offer things that are important to me. And I think that words can be hollow when they're not backed up with policies. And I think one thing that's lacking that wasn't before is that you always knew where President Trump stood. I don't know that we know where Biden stands. And I think that's purposeful, but I'd like to see him kind of lay it out a little bit better.
All right. And as far as you're concerned, then, Victoria, what do you say?
I echo everything that Jen said. I thought that I was just relieved that it was a very peaceful day, and I thought it was wonderful to see the unity of the former presidents. I'd love that club. I do think we had a major milestone. There's now a female vice president. That box has now been checked, and that will never be undone. And so I think that was huge for women across the country. We're so far behind other developed nations in terms of female leadership, and we finally have someone who was sworn into that office. So I think that was just a major milestone. And there are kids now who are young, like Jay's little boy, Mac. He's never going to know a time where there wasn't at least one female vice president. And I think that's great.
All right, Jay, quick overview from you on the inauguration.
Agree with Jen and Victoria. Just seeing all of the past presidents and past politicians get together and have that camaraderie, it's nobody is part of a political party in that moment. It's just beautiful. That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I think it's interesting that Trump is being ostracized by some of the people who used to laud him or want to suck up to him down in Palm Beach as he's moving in. There are a lot of people throwing rocks, literally and figuratively, at Mar-a-Lago and don't want him there. All right, ladies, thank you for being here. It's 10 before the hour on the overview from the DJV perspective of the countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time here with an overview of the top five technology stories of the week. I'm Doug Steffen along with my colleague Victoria Keelan, who does the research and explains all the things after I throw it against the wall, see what sticks. The first thing is the Peloton that's been brought into the White House for Joe to use or not.
Yeah, this got a lot of traction this week as a tech story. So Joe Biden has a Peloton, like a lot of people do, especially during the pandemic. Peloton stock went up like 1,000%. And so, but the Secret Service said that it's a security threat because his, and this is the stationary bike that has the computer screen. So when you're riding on the bike, you're taking an online class and you're watching it and participating through the screen. They can see you and you can see them. It's a virtual exercise class. So the Secret Service said if he's going to bring his Peloton in, they're going to have to disconnect the camera and the microphone because of the internet connection. Those two things can easily be hacked, and there's not a lot of security that Peloton puts into it, because why would you? You know, if you hack into something, what big deal? You're going to see somebody riding a bike. It's not that enticing, but if it's the president, it is. So apparently there is a precedent for this. No one ever really knew, but Michelle Obama had a Peloton when she was in the White House, and they also had to disconnect the camera and the microphone. Huh. So it looks like maybe that's what they'll do, because, you know, Joe is all about fitness, and as we saw him trotting down Pennsylvania Avenue, jogging with the Secret Service on Inauguration Day, he obviously wants to stay in good shape. So we'll see if he gets to keep it. Yeah.
No hamburgers allowed in the White House now. All right, let's go to number four on the countdown of the top five items in the world of technology. This is a new health pass for those of us who fly or who want to. How's
right.
this work?
So this is the International Air Transport Association, IATA. This is their Travel Pass app. So essentially, this is going to allow you to keep all of your vaccination information and COVID testing results all on this app on your phone. This will make, and when you're flying internationally, this will, when people start doing that again, this will make things a lot faster when you're going through the airport screening and security. And so they've been testing this out with Singapore Airlines, and it's gotten very good reviews. People seem to like using it. The airport screeners like it. So I think that this is going to be a really good thing. They actually say now they're very optimistic that by March, all major airlines will be using this app. So yeah. It'll be available for Android as well as iPhone. So this is, it's a good thing to move forward.
There we go. Number three, Twitter and Joe Biden.
Yeah, so everyone was wondering what was going to happen when when Twitter switched over the accounts from President Trump to President Biden. And, of course, the at POTUS account and at White House accounts, they got completely wiped out, which is something that the Biden transition team was very unhappy with, because Trump didn't lose any followers. He kept all of Obama's followers. Obama, at the time, was the most followed person on Twitter. So when he left office and Trump took over, they transferred all of those followers to Trump. Trump also had, when he left with, I think, 33 million followers on Twitter. And those followers should have gone to Biden, but for whatever reason, Twitter decided to just clean slate all of it. So every one of the government accounts got wiped out, and they all have to start from scratch. If you want to see any of the archived Trump tweets, they are at POTUS45. That account obviously is not in operation anymore, but that's where you can see all the archived tweets.
Number two, there is a new online commission to figure out what to do with the disinformation that everybody seems to think is online.
Well, there is a lot of disinformation online. Christopher Krebs, who is the federal cybersecurity official who actually worked for President Trump, he challenged the president on election disinformation. They did not end well together. However, he said that addressing disinformation online is literally, he said, it's upending our society and literally killing Americans. And so he said that this, he's now a part of this bipartisan commission. It's through the Aspen Institute, and he said, America needs to pay attention to what's unfolding right now and work to ensure that we're not on the verge of a significant breakdown in democracy. And he said right now they've got $3.25 million in grant money from Craigslist founder Craig Newmark. And this is going to be, like I said, it's a bipartisan commission. And they're going to work with the industry, government, and civil societies and different organizations to essentially do the best they can to figure out how to combat misinformation online. And it's a huge undertaking, and it's something that we are woefully behind on.
All right. What's the story with those people who have implantable devices like pacemakers and the iPhone 12?
Right. If you've got an iPhone 12 and you have a pacemaker or a defibrillator, there's a new study out that shows that the iPhone 12 can disrupt the functionality of the pacemaker and the defibrillator. Basically, the bottom line is keep your iPhone 12 out of your shirt pocket. Keep it away from the left side of your chest. Until we know more, this is kind of a preliminary study that came out. iPhone 12 has more magnets in it than other iPhones, so just be extra cautious and keep it away from your chest.
There it is. Top five items from technology this week. It's 59 past the hour.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.